Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got Marcos.
That's not
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Still on the songs with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about the motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
Can I ask you a question, Tobin?
You okay, man? You don't sound so good.
I'm good. I was laughing at you.
Yeah.
Because when the intro music started, you were singing along, and then when Marcos got to the fast part, you went. And I was reading. Wait, Marcos, I was reading his lips. I'm like, oh, Tobin, go Tobin anyway.
Oh, man. What a day, everybody. Welcome on in. Another week ahead of us here. In South Florida, we are all basking in what was the championship celebration yesterday.
Can I tell you?
Your Florida Panthers parade.
By the way, that's not to the Panthers.
Yep.
That's to all y'all crazy-ass fans.
Oof.
Look, and from what I understand, wasn't no kerfuffles, wasn't no people trying to get hammered and act crazy. It was, I don't know how many people they said, but I was watching it on TV.
Yep.
And I'm like, look at the boats and the people.
They look crazy.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I don't.
So kudos to all you fans who went out there to celebrate the Panthers, and that's all you did was have a party and celebrate. Hell of a job, because you know how hard it is to get a whole bunch of people together, mix a little liquor, and not have something go down.
It was a great time. It was just jubilation all over the place. Right. And I didn't really get the full grasp because we were at the beginning of the parade route, which was pretty cool because you got to see everybody start to wind up. But I saw some of the videos that came out from like the beach by the stage all the way back to Elbow Room. And it was crazy. Was there like a Coast Guard helicopter view at one point?
Yeah.
It was bananas to see how many people were there. But no, we had a great view. Shout out to Lulu's Bait Shack and shout out to Gulfstream Park for sponsoring our parade coverage yesterday. But it was festive, Marcos. You were boots on the ground. You were there. Yeah. You were a man with the people. He had some eloquent fans who were just giving soliloquies on how much it means to be there for the Cats.
I know a lot of people enjoy the TV broadcast, which you should have. Because it was a spectacle. It was a sight to see for sure. But luckily for you guys, we got a top five double dip frog boy moments from yesterday's parade.
What?
That's right.
When is that going to be ready?
Top five moments that we're celebrating the Panthers, but also had to do with Frog Boy.
Wow.
There you go. That will be ready by the 12 o'clock hour.
Okay. We'll get to that in the 12 o'clock hour today. And yeah, man, it was just fun.
Drank a lot
of beers at Lulu's.
Really happy for everybody involved. Really, you really got a firsthand view of the affection that the players have for one another, that the organization has for the players and the players have for the organization and the owner. And it was really cool. Now, I know a lot of that has to do with winning, right? But the one thing that I'll continue to say about this organization and about this team, win or lose, they have been consistent with how they approach it, how they talk about it, how they talk about their team, their organization, win or lose. So it's fun to watch. I think South Florida has, you know, a team that just by far have put it together, and I don't see it ending anytime soon.
It doesn't feel like it. I mean, you never want to take it for granted, but they just seem so well put together, and they're all just about the right stuff. And Bill Zito, you know, you go into this with some question marks in free agency, but you just have a feeling like whatever path he's going to go down, that's the decision you have to trust.
Exactly. You know what else is funny?
What was that?
The first thing Brad Marchand said, I'm glad that I don't have to fight Sam Bennett anymore.
Totally fair. It's the right way to think about things. It's the right way to think about things.
I'm like, wait a minute, Marshall. I'm more than sure there's a bunch of guys on the Panthers that are done dealing with you too. We're glad you're in their team.
Everybody's so happy to be together. It's a delightful thing. Man, it was hot out though yesterday. Oh my God.
You had to stay
hydrated, champ. If you were out there yesterday, because that walk that I had back to my car.
Whew. So wait, did you have the Lulu special?
I did not have a fishbowl.
Oh, Frog Boy. Come on.
Frog Boy did. Well, I had to have some semblance of professionalism.
No, that wasn't the deal.
Look, first of all, Marcos, how many beers did I have?
Quite a bit.
He had multiple beers. I had many.
Okay, all right. Wait. I take it back.
Yeah, I
was under the impression that you were going there for the sole purposes of making that fishbowl happen. But you had alternative libations.
Right. Yeah. No, many libations. Right. And I just kept looking at my guy. I don't even know what his name was. Was it Steve? Seems like it would be Steve.
Oh, which one?
The guy who was our server.
Oh, Sammy?
I don't even know. Hey, excellent
guy.
We had a connection like Wade and LeBron. We just had a look, and he goes, another beer.
he was giving you the no-look beer?
Yeah, no. Frog Boy, though, did partake in a fishbowl. And you want to know something? Leroy, it was the right decision for me not to have a fishbowl because this guy got halfway through that fishbowl, and he was looking like a sloppy frog. I'm like, can you do your job?
What do you mean I gotta do my job? You're sweating out everything, and then that fishbowl is just replenishing you.
Dude, I didn't realize you could smile that wide. You were like the Grinch ready for shenanigans.
Yeah.
So in other words, if you dehydrated, the last thing you should be rehydrated with is a fishbowl.
Yeah, essentially.
Did you have some water in there? Did you do some electrolytes?
No, some champagne, though.
Yeah, he brought champagne.
Yeah.
Did you, by the way, as an aside, did you guys see, congratulations to the Oklahoma City Thunder. We'll be getting to, you know, the weirdness that was that game 7, a real damper on it. But did you guys see how they didn't know how to open champagne?
Yeah.
That was strange.
I did see that.
Nobody's practiced it. Nobody's been like,
can I just say this? In the locker room, normally they just give them open bottles.
You don't get the, oh, why, for liabilities?
No, just because they're when you go in the locker room.
I thought half the fun is popping the cork.
I mean, I guess.
But man, yeah, it was probably a good decision to broadcast and not that I didn't have a good buzz going, But that fishbowl looked like it took you out. That had some haymakers, and you did, and it hit you fast.
What did you have, Marcos? What did you have in?
Well, I ordered something that was like called like a tropical wave, but because it was so slammed, I felt like I got here. I'm just gonna put some stuff in a bowl and you drink it, and it was delicious, and it was good. So it kind of it tasted like a rum punch almost.
It looked like a rum punch.
Yeah. There was a skewer in there, but no fruit. I don't know if I ate it.
You think somebody ate your fruit and then put the stick back?
Maybe I did. I don't even know what happened.
We saw one guy who was in a Panthers Power Rangers helmet. I'm like, you need to go interview that guy. But he was on the other side of the street. It was hard to get there. But no, man, it was. I thought our coverage was strong. Frog, but shout out to Oscar for engineering a great broadcast because he got Marco set up with the wireless mic, so he was boots on the ground right down there. It was a party, man.
Look, I was able to get because I knew we would talk about this guy. I was able to get a nice shot of our man here with the Panther. Ugh.
That the Power Ranger Panther?
Yeah,
Panther
guy.
Well, he didn't have it on, though. He took it off. I got a video of him dancing.
It's hot!
Yeah, it was well, scorcher
look,
out there.
You either come in costume or don't come in costume. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, listen, if Marcos almost passed out from a Lulu special,
yep.
What do you think is happening out there in them streets?
Oh, man. I saw there were a lot of people that were not... There was a lot. When I was making that walk back, you know, once we were done with the broadcast and they made it to the stage and we threw it to the stage, when I was seeing on the way back, because I walked from Lulu's all the way to Elbow Room, which is where the bridge was, because I parked at my aunt's house. Mm. And I was like, wow, everybody here is hammered.
Damn. Now, question. I was curious because they did the stage and then the parade. Don't normally they do the parade to the stage?
I don't think you're right about that. No, they paraded to the stage.
No, they did parade to the stage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You're confused. Were you also a few drinky poos in watching Panthers and golf yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Well, no. No, I wasn't. I watched it on TV, which... And let me show you. I'm going to tell you how I watch TV. So I was watching the golf, right? And I watched.
Who had squeaky cheeks?
Our guy, Tommy Fleetwood.
Oh, no.
He had a three-shot lead when it started. And with his squeaky cheeks, we got to witness something that we haven't seen since Arnold Palmer. And that was a current Ryder Cup captain winning on tour.
Oh, that's cool.
Keegan Bradley won.
Wow.
So, so I'm watching, you know, the golf, and then I go to the parade. And here's where you know it was unbelievable. I watched it almost the whole time. And only took breaks on commercials and went to golf. So it became my number one station. And it was awesome. I mean, just to see all those people and everybody having a good time. And then the team and everybody talking and saying how much. Like, it was awesome. Like, there's nothing like it. I've never got to experience it. And every time I see... how much fun people have and the city have. I just like
the idea of you thinking that they got on the stage, they celebrated, and then they went on their floats. Everybody, to the floats!
Because I never saw any pictures of them on the floats before.
Oh, all right. Yeah, no, we were... We got to see the whole... That was the great part. Like, from the better part about this year from last year is at Bo's, we were a little bit in the back, and it was the end of the parade. A lot of guys had left their floats because they were partying with the people. Mind you, it was raining also. Not the safest place probably to be on the top of a double-decker bus in a lightning storm. So this one, like, everybody was we got to see everybody kind of roll by. He had the cup at least when we were sitting. You saw he was with the cup?
Yeah.
And then Bob's bus had a cutout cup, like just a giant fathead cutout Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Everyone kind of had props. Like Marchand had the crown. Kachuk had a belt, and he beat up a unicorn. That was great.
Was that for McDavid?
I think that's McDavid.
That's McDavid. Yeah. McDavid the unicorn. He beat up a unicorn.
Beat up a unicorn.
Of course. Hey, you know what? The thing is that you can't be this good and also be trolls. Right? They're all trolls.
Edmonton has remained furious with the Panthers for being classless. They're trying to like get at the Panthers. Look how small your parade is. Like, what was your parade in? The 80s? What do you have to compare it to, dude?
Right.
But it was a great time. Trevor from the 203. Trevor did a great job running the broadcast from home base yesterday. I'm sure his finger got tired from the dump button.
Let me tell you. It went zero dark 30 like 5 times during the TV.
We got a text from Galen, and I was literally like halfway down A1A when he goes, too many F-bombs. We need to go back to you. I'm like, damage is done, my friend. I don't know what to tell you. We're not there anymore. And Dan Day was back at home base with him, but he's like texting us. He goes, I need you guys to get back on there. The F-bombs are flying too much. I'm like, what did you think was going to happen with the hockey?
It's pretty amazing. Like, it's like with me and you when we interview boxers or fighters. I know what's coming, right? What did you think?
Did
you remember last year when some player yelled F Brooks Koepka just out of nowhere?
Well, he did it again.
Right?
He did it again just to start. Like Brooks Koepka, if you thought your sentence was over, it's not.
Oh, no. And you can't be this good. This much of a troll and this petty, all rolled up into the Panthers. All of them got a little bit of it.
It was crazy. By the way, shout out to the guy and Solana, because I had my GoPro there yesterday. This was crazy.
I gotta see this, bro.
I'm trying to get the footage. I want to cut it up right so we have it. But like my GoPro falls off the state, off of our little workstation there. I don't know if like I got a little push. I'm not blaming anybody, but it fell off. It goes right down there. It was a GoPro, though. It's very durable. Falls on the sidewalk. Buddy sees it. He looks up. We're like, hey! Can you toss that up here? Dude with a real piss whistle throws the GoPro all the way up to the second deck of Lulu's, and Solana with the Odell hands is able to haul it in. And this all happened in the span of like 15 seconds. Very impressive.
It was
very impressive. Most impressive athletic feat I've seen.
Yeah, I just heard
about this. Makes celebrations like this so special, because everybody's there to celebrate the Panthers, the radio station or whatever. But the interactions with the people and fellow fans and stuff like that, and the stories that you will tell, you know, for the rest of your life for these last 2 years is amazing.
D Sizzle says Sam Bennett's F bombs about calling people the Panthers dirty. Chef's kiss.
Yes.
Really good, man. Really good.
I like how everybody on the Panthers, their whole thing was, we're going to quote Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Because two of them did. I'm going to apologize to absolutely effing nobody. It was Kachuk and Bennett. And did Brad Marchand come? He goes, damn, they stole my line.
Yeah.
He did say that. I think that should probably be engraved on the ring then. It's just like Florida Panthers. We'd like to apologize to absolutely effing no one.
You know what else I realized from watching that? Marchand and Bob are tiny.
Well, Marchand is tiny and short. Bob is just skinny.
I'm like, holy smokes. This is the guy that we wove his way through the Edmonton defense at will?
Yep.
Because if it wasn't Sam Bennett, it was going to be Marchand, right?
You've been next to Bob many times. Why are you shocked by this?
I know. He's just like, wow.
Take a break. Lots to get into from this celebration. Those headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. And yes, we will get, of course, to the Miami Heat being big whiffers and also getting that trying to ruin Panthers parade day. We will get into that, too, of course. You guys will get my feelings on that. But Panthers, yesterday was awesome. They deserve celebration. We're back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bum, bum, better. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Back here with you on a Monday. Florida Panthers had their victory parade yesterday down on Fort Lauderdale Beach. It was a show, ladies and gentlemen. It was an absolute show. Absolutely a great time. Let's hear from some of the cats at the podium yesterday.
Wait, how many beeps?
We'll see. We'll see. Let's first hear from the captain who wanted to give love. He wanted to do his speech that he did last year where he gets everybody going with the Bobby chants.
Let me start with the way I ended last year. Let's do it again. Bobby.
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 Bobby. Thank you.
Nailed it. Why does he do it like that?
I have no idea, but I keep thinking that maybe he should have his ears checked.
It does sound like the, you know, the Freddie Mercury at the World Aid concert. Like, oh! Yeah, but it's just like a very
It's a
very hammered Finnish version of that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the only thing that I can possibly think he's trying to do.
Paul Maurice, he was wearing a T-shirt that had Penny and Poppy on it. Each had a crown on their head. But he, of course, in his Paul Maurice way, was philosophical and described this as the summer of love.
And I didn't check with the Viola family, and I should have, and I didn't check with the players. But a proclamation from the Florida Panthers today in Southeast Florida. Hey, they're changing it with me. 2025 is the summer of love. So here we know this. In the history of man, there is no chance there have been, ever been this many cat lovers in one spot.
This guy really loves his cats.
He loves his cats, man. He loves his cats. This was Paul Maurice on his cat shirt, part two.
So those of you fine people that braved the weather last year, you saw a cat in the front and a cat on the back. I got two cats on the front. That's Poppy, that's Penny, and there's only one way a grown man at 58 gets on a stage in front of 500,000 people is if your daughter made me. My daughter made us. As you can understand.
Wow.
The parade shirt. She took great honor in that.
She should take great honor in that.
Yeah. Epic.
Well, Tobin, you'll get to this point to where your daughter will buy you something,
yeah,
and make you wear it, right?
Yep,
dude. I just floated around with a blue beard for 2 weeks.
Well, that was okay. That was not your daughter. I thought that was your wife.
No, it was tag team.
Well, yeah,
tandem. But yeah,
looking good, by the way.
Then we get to the profanity.
Ah,
Matthew Tkachuk. Well, this was him channeling his inner Conor McGregor.
I didn't have anything prepared today like the rest of everybody, but I was talking to Gustav Forsling in the back, and
we thought about one of my favorite lines ever, and it was, I would like to apologize to absolutely nobody because I double champ this ever the wants.
All right.
You knew, look, that started off way too mellow for Kachuk. You knew some fire was coming. Man, they say he was hurt really good. He might have to have surgery.
Yep. Tore it off the bone. Man,
let me tell you. I don't know how groins work in skates, but there's no way you could do that on a football field.
How old was was Kachuk when the Conor McGregor Nate Diaz 2-5? What was he, like 15?
Mm-hmm.
They must have thought, like, this is the cool. I can't wait to drop that. He's 27. So it was 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And so he was at the end of high school when that happened. Yep. Sam Bennett, he also channeled the Notorious One. Here was Sam Bennett.
This is truly incredible. I mean, you know, a lot of people they don't like the way we play. They don't like, they call us dirty. They call us nasty. They call us bullies. So, no, I would like to take this time to apologize to absolutely no one. We're the double champs. We do what we want. Let's go.
Wow.
That was good delivery.
he nailed that one.
He
goes, no. This is how you do it. This is how you do it. What a time.
It's funny that when you're physical,
yep,
in any sport, and the other team can't match your physicality, they try to brush it off as you being dirty, right? And it's a shame. Because guess what? Unlike all these other teams, 2 years ago, the Panthers realized that they had to get more physical to compete with the Tampas, the Carolinas, yep, and all these other teams. So what they did was they brought in players to accomplish that. Now, don't all of a sudden get upset that the blueprint was out there to how to win. And the Panthers did it the best. I don't want to hear it.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we will get into what happened yesterday during the parade, which is all too appropriate to line up. Kevin Durant traded to the Houston Rockets. Back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Welcome on back, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Having some fun here on a Monday, and now the fun ends. Because Kevin Durant, once again, slips right out of the fingers of Pat Riley as he steps up. He goes, all right, we're in the trade negotiations for Kevin Durant. How about I offer a bag of donuts and see if that actually gets us a call back? It did not. The reported offer that the Miami Heat gave stunk, as was reported last week by that Gambo, who's taking a very weird victory lap over the Miami Heat. It's a very strange thing. Kevin Durant ends up going to the Houston Rockets for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 overall pick, and 5 second round picks. The Miami Heat, according to reports from Barry Jackson and Anthony Chang, they say, according to a source of direct knowledge, the Heat not only declined to offer center Khalil Ware, but also did not offer forward Nikola Jovic in the final discussions. I'll get to you in a second, Leroy. The teams before the Suns shipped Durant to Houston. Also, the source said the Miami Heat were never willing to offer more than one first-round pick. Reportedly, what Anthony and Barry Jackson say the Heat offered was Andrew Wiggins, Terry Rozier, pick number 20 in Wednesday's draft, and two bench players, which are believed to be Jaime Hawkins Jr. and Haywood Highsmith. Which, got to be honest with you, if you did offer me that for Kevin Durant, I think I'm taking the phone with me while I take a poop in the bathroom, because that offer stinks. So KD ends up in Houston. No Kevin Durant once again on the Miami Heat. And everybody's here left wondering, Leroy, where the hell do the Heat go from here?
I'm a little torn by this, because the Heat had to know that was a BS offer. Okay,
let's had be- to. That offer stinks.
And here's what I think gets lost in all of this. When teams are offering up these players, okay, so we've had a few situations here. And you have three or four teams that are vying for that player services. I don't understand why the Miami Heat always offer like you're the only team negotiating. And that's what that sounded like. Like you're going to go back and forth.
Well, and
the way it works now is you have preliminary discussions.
Yep.
You have three or four teams that come to the table with something. And now these teams only negotiate with the team that had the original best first offer.
For me, it's just such a lack of, if you're really serious about Kevin Durant, which clearly they weren't, but
right.
If you know that the team you're competing with is the Rockets, and at bare minimum, if we're just going, okay, you don't want to go draft for draft, the baseline offer is top 10 pick, top 20 pick. Like, you got to make up some ground somewhere, and it can't be for four guys you don't want. Because
right.
Other than Haywood Highsmith, literally probably not a guy on there that he really want back next year. Maybe Wiggins. Maybe. But I'm sure they're not at the highest level of Andrew Wiggins that they were when they traded for him from Golden State. So right. You're essentially saying, like, take a guy we just got as the salary filler for Jimmy Butler, a dude who's an absolute zero on our team in Terry Rozier, and Jaime Jaquez Jr., reportedly, who his value's never been lower, and right. And pick 20. That's it. So, like, you're essentially flipping the Jimmy Butler package and also take Terry Rozier and Jaime Jaquez Jr., who we only play against the Wizards. Like, I'm just – and yes, there is a part of me that's torn too, Leroy, because – I love Khalil Ware and I love Nikola Jovic. I really do. I think, that right. Those guys playing together was probably some of the more fun basketball in a really, really unfun season. However, you got to give to get at some point. And I just thought from my standpoint, like, the swing would have been Khalil. Like, that would have gotten you Kevin Durant. I understand your hesitancy there. But also, Nico, who I think is also going to be a really good player, but where do you think the make good is? You're not going to get Kevin Durant for all the stuff you hate.
So I'm going to speak as if I am Andy Ellisberg, Pat Riley, and all the powers that be in the Miami Heat organization. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to think out loud. If I would have made that trade, right? How close are we? And it's only a 2-year deal, right? That Kevin Durant, you can expect 2 years.
Two good years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then we're the cupboards are bare. So what I'm thinking as a Miami Heat front office person is that you better guarantee me immediate results from this trade if I'm going to include some of my young players.
Fine, but
otherwise, in 2 years, you're going to really be a dumpster fire because now you have no young talent and no draft picks. But so think of it from that standpoint. Forget, I get the offer was weak, and they probably could have offered one or the other. I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is if you make a trade like that, right? Like, Houston didn't care. They have a lot of young talent. They got draft picks. They got a whole bunch of stuff. And they're close. So KD, kind of, they can justify sacrificing that future because they are that close. The Heat can't do that. So if you're sacrificing your youth to bring in KD, how much of a difference, besides a new face? Tell me what is it gonna tell me what that does to the Miami Heat if I say I'm getting rid of Kalel or Jovic,
mm-hmm.
right? And maybe Wiggins. So take that route.
Okay.
And I want you to answer this question for me. How much better are the Miami Heat?
I think
they look different. You got a all-time great player on your team.
Right.
How much better are they?
I think they're tremendously better. I mean, like, you're talking about a team that was the worst fourth quarter team in the league last year, and you're adding right. an all-time yeah. scorer who can actually take the burden and actually makes things easier on your okay. other two best players. So, like, I know everybody wants to put the age there, but it's literally a talent at offense they haven't had since the likes of LeBron James, even with his age being what his age is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a little bit of a roll of the dice as far as like, hey, they don't pay aging stars. They don't like to do that of risking. They didn't want to do it with Dwayne Wade. They didn't want to do it with Jimmy Butler. Didn't want to do it with Shaq. Didn't want to do it with Zoe. They get a line of demarcation on age, and they do not typically believe in paying those guys. So, but if you're talking about one of the weaknesses of the Miami Heat, Kevin Durant being a great elixir to a lot of that,
yeah,
this was right there for you. And to offer that, you know, it just
again,
it,
I'm
and,
just
and,
saying,
and by the way, like, and by the way, Kevin Durant also did his job here in that. Probably the team that had the offer that the Suns wanted the most was probably Minnesota, and he also deflected off of that. And the Heat, once again, just didn't want to up the ante. And I think the thing that is becoming a pattern for Heat fans that has pissed them off is you always seem like you want to play this conservative offseason offense when it comes to these trade talks. You never want to risk it. You never want to push your chips to the table. You didn't want to get Jimmy Butler help. You didn't want to go all in on Dame. You wanted to do it on your terms. You didn't want to go in all in on Donovan Mitchell. You didn't want to give up Tyler Hero because you said, oh, Tyler Hero is going to be some semblance of Spida. So you didn't want to go all the way in on that. And it's just like how many times, and this may be the worst version of that Heat team, so maybe this wasn't the time to do it, but how many times are you and that and the front office going to go into these negotiations playing it all the way safe, not thinking you have to risk anything, especially when you look about who you're competing with? You're like, all right, let's just do math here. If just the best asset we're getting in this is a pick that's 10 spots higher than us and Jalen Green, who's probably a more attractive piece at 23 years old, even though he makes a good amount of money, than any other player we're offering in this draft or in this deal, why do you think you're going to win that? And why don't you think you have to improve that? I just always feel like they're caught with their pants down, being like, oh, you know, well, Terry Rozier is going to kind of be like what Damian Lillard was. It's like, what? Huh? Okay, so now what are you going to do? You're going to come to us 2 weeks from now, and you're going to deal Wiggins for DeMar DeRozan and be like, hey, we got under the luxury tax because he makes $10 million less. And guys, we got you DeMar DeRozan. We have your go-to score. It's like, yeah, but he's not Kevin Durant. And this is what you guys always do. It's like they always go trade talks on the cheapskies and then come with some semblance of a player as the player the Miami Heat have always wanted. And I'm sorry, but you want to talk about no hope and what would the Miami Heat be with Kevin Durant? I don't know, but I just saw another star go down in the East with a blown Achilles. Kind of feels like it's as open as it's ever been to me. And by the way, it shows two things. One, you don't really believe in Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo, because if you don't believe adding to those guys an all-time scorer, major contender, then what do you believe those guys to be? What do you believe in those guys to be? And if you're telling me you believe in your young guys, well, then tell your goddamn coach to act like it.
Play him.
Tell him to believe in his young guys and play him like he believes in those young guys. Because you guys are stuck here in this seesaw of mediocrity, and you don't act like you have any path. Because I know we're going to go into this year. Are you going to start Nikola Jovic? Are you going to play him like you wouldn't touch him in a Kevin Durant deal? Or you can be like, I don't know what his role is. Maybe the sixth man. Are you going to actually give Khalil Ware the tools to succeed? Will you give him a playmaking guard who can get him the damn basketball? Or you just can be like, nah, this is a cool asset to have. So, fine. You don't want to go all in on Kevin Durant, and you want to say, don't know what we would have been with him? Okay, I'll hear those arguments. But your path better not be, we shaved off $10 million, got you DeMar DeRozan because Wiggins never wanted to be here. And you're going to sit here. Or, dude, if you don't really believe in Bam and Tyler, and you don't think that adding Kevin Durant to those two guys can make you any semblance of good in the East, which sucks, if you don't believe that, then you better take a long look in the mirror at those two guys and start wondering, what can we get for them? Be a real organization that I know you to once be, and pick a direction, because this is rudderless. And you're pissing your fans off, because every single time it feels like you allow your team to be thrown into these negotiations just simply as a leverage play. That's how it always ends up. Every single time, whether it be for Spider, whether it be for Harden, whether it be for Damian Lillard, whether it be for Kevin Durant, you're being used. What are you going to do about this? You have an East as open as it's ever been. You have a $50 million center, and you have a $50 million guard, or wants to be a $50 million guard. Do you believe in those guys, or do you not? Because if you're going to give this bull bleep offer for Kevin Durant, to me it tells you, well, they're not a Kevin Durant away from cranking it up and making an actual East run. Okay, then what are they? Because they didn't have Jimmy Butler for half a season. I understand it was a lot to deal with, but they flagrantly failed in being face of the franchise, guys, without him. Without those JB training wheels around, they got blown out in the midst of a series like we have never seen. So, I just want to know, Pat, Andy, Mickey, Nick, Spo, Zoe, what the hell are you doing? What's the plan?
That was beautiful.
I couldn't say that any better. That was beautiful. I 100% agree with you. Like, and this is why last year, if you had played all of your young players, if for any other reason other than having more things to trade, because now here's what you have. You have two guys you like, but nobody else has seen play basketball on a consistent basis. Khalil a little more at the end of the year. But So you have those two guys. You have Bam and Tyler. Now, I can understand why you want to keep Tyler, even though Tyler might be better off the ball. But you've put him at point guard. There's just a lot of things that aren't very clear as to the direction of the team. It's hard for me to get this in my brain. This is the hardest part for me. When you say these two guys are untouchable, but you haven't touched them either.
100%.
It's a weird dynamic. And I thought I was on an island when I said I wouldn't trade Kalel or Jovic, but I didn't think the Heat would think that because you're not playing them like they're important to you.
Schmeathen says it well, where he says the Heat have to decide on extending Nico. They could actually extend him this year, but he's going to be going into the final year of his contract. What do you know what he's worth?
Right.
What do you know? What's his value to you guys? What is it? I love the guy. I love him as a player. I love watching Nikola Jovic play basketball. But like, what do you guys see? Like, is there anything here? Any semblance of a team that's going to actually do anything? Do you believe in yourself? Because it doesn't even feel like you guys believe in yourselves. That's the thing. It's like
their actions don't fully explain this past weekend, right? How you have treated Kalel and Jovic don't quite coincide or look like the comments you've made about them.
Right.
Right? Like how you played them certainly doesn't seem like they're untouchable.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. This was much less fun than this parade celebration. Back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.